Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District 4-H agent Janae McNally. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing okay. You?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Good. I guess we can feature the swine project today, can't we?
Yeah. You know, on social media, you know, you see different things of people's kids or pets or different things. But here lately, I've had some of my 4-H families posting pictures of their baby pigs. And I thought, this is a great week to highlight those baby pigs and the swine projects that we have here in the Frontier District. You know, over my years here in the district, it's always been a popular project, but it's really grown by leaps and bounds since I've even come into the district. Within the swine project, there are so many wonderful opportunities for the learning and growing about the swine industry. But, you know, if you're 7 to 10 years old, you can learn maybe the parts of the pig, learn about the different types of breeds. And as many of us know, all pigs have different characteristics, and none of them are all the same. So maybe you would learn about the Chester or the Duroc or the Poland, and, you know, all of the other breeds of swine that there are. It's also fun to learn about their characteristics and temperament as well. You know, some of the things that are age appropriate for an 11 to 13 year old within the swine project are to learn about the process that it takes to purchase a swine animal, and then how to care for it and what it requires. You'll also maybe dig deeper and learn more about the feed and care of your hog. And then, of course, for our seniors, they'll learn the long-term effects of genetics on reproduction, maybe study the breeding system and performance data, as well as explore some of those career opportunities in the swine industry, if that's still something that they're really passionate about. And, of course, there's everything in between also that they would learn about it, too. But I wanted to mention that we have an educational opportunity coming up in February, which is like all other events and being held virtually this year, but you must register in order to have access to this. But it's our Junior Swine Producer Week, which is the week of February 15th through the 20th. There'll be several days of presentations with the final session then on that Saturday, the 20th. But don't worry, if you're not able to watch and log on those times when they're live, they will be recorded, and so you can watch them at your convenience. I would highly encourage anyone, if you have a youth in your life that's ages 7 to 18 who's interested in the swine project and they're not already enrolled, make sure you get them enrolled in 4-H and enroll them for this great opportunity that's provided for them virtually. And the registration deadline is February 8th, and it can be found on our Frontier District 4-H page on the January newsletter. And as always, if any of the listeners have any questions, feel free to contact me at any one of the Frontier District offices.
Great, Janae. Thank you. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritus Saint Extension District Family Consumer Sciences Agent, Franny Eastwood.